You're with SBS Radio.
Nurses, midwives and doctors are fearing for their safety as they face harassment while wearing their uniforms during the coronavirus pandemic. Numerous workers in Queensland, New South Wales and Victoria have reported being abused, vilified and even physically attacked in public. Fears over the spread of COVID-19 have led to staff being targeted on public transport and inside shops and restaurants, with some even being refused service. One nurse says she was spat on by a member of the public.
He spat on my face because I'm going to get sick anyway.
In New South Wales, nurses at the Royal North Shore Hospital say they have been assaulted on trains and while grocery shopping by members of the public accusing them of spreading the virus. And nurses in Queensland have been coughed on or even egged while on the way to work. A Victorian district nurse told SBS she was spat on and called a disease spreader while walking to her car after visiting a patient in the western suburbs. Health authorities have slammed the behaviour, describing it as disgusting and unacceptable. New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard condemned abusers, saying it isn't the way Australians behave.
When you see that person in a uniform in a hospital and they might be actually putting a tube down your throat to keep you alive, you will wish you hadn't actually done what you did previously.
Hospitals in New South Wales, Victoria and Queensland have been forced to advise workers not to wear uniforms in public to avoid being targeted. Lisa Fitzpatrick from the Australian Nursing and Midwifery Federation says healthcare workers are already under tremendous pressure.
There's enough stress on nurses and midwives and healthcare workers doing their work without ignorant and abusive members of the community who I hope are in very, very, very small numbers.
Meanwhile, the Victorian government has announced it will spend $20 million on hotel rooms for healthcare workers who need to be quarantined. Those who test positive or display symptoms of coronavirus will be provided a hotel room where they can self-isolate to keep their families and household members safe. Up to 8,000 frontline health workers will be eligible for the Hotels for Heroes program, including those in public-facing roles such as cooks and cleaners. Victoria's Health Minister, Jenny Markakos, says it's a necessary step to protect health workers.
We do know from overseas experience that healthcare workers, sadly, are at an increased risk of contracting COVID-19. And whilst we've gone and ordered an unprecedented amount of personal protective equipment to keep them safe, and we have prioritised them for testing, we need to do everything possible to ensure that they get our support.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.